Conor O'Neill here from the Everyday Athlete Program, where we work with everyday athletes to optimize their training, nutrition, and psychology. In this podcast, we present ideas, concepts, and frameworks to help you in pursuit of your goals in those areas. One aspect I haven't spoken much about during this 3-hour marathon prep is nutrition. So in this week's update, I'll go through pretty much everything I've been doing nutrition-wise in pursuit of this goal. I'll break down into the 4-tier system I tend to use for myself and with the lads that I work with. Number one is food quantity. My focus has been on consuming enough food to provide the energy needed to fuel my training and recovery, whilst also not eating so much as to lead to unnecessary weight gain or potentially detrimental weight loss. That has generally been 2,500 to 2,750 calories on average daily. In terms of macronutrients, that has included about 160 grams of protein, 300 to 350 grams of carbs, and 60 to 80 grams of fat. An exception to this has been on carb loading days, where carbs have increased to 500 to 700 grams, with protein and fat remaining constant. Tier 2 is food quality. Most of the foods tend to be from whole food sources, but I'm okay with having some processed food in there for the purpose of hitting higher calorie targets and for overall enjoyment of the diet. Still, I've not been overdoing it on so-called junk food, knowing that this could end up replacing foods that could better contribute to performance via more vitamins, minerals, etc. My aim has been to eat 1 to 4 portions of fruit and veg per meal, usually ending up with 5 to 10 portions per day, providing plenty of macronutrients and fiber as a result. My water intake target has been at least 3 liters per day. Third tier is food timing, where I've generally been eating 3 meals evenly spread throughout the day, each containing a protein source, 1 to 4 portions of fruit and vegetables, a carb source, and a smaller amount of a fat source, with an additional 1 to 2 snacks as needed throughout the day to hit the daily calorie and macronutrient targets. I've also had a pre-training drink detailed in the next section before each training session. I've been fueling intra-training during runs that are over 90 minutes with an energy gel, which contains 22 grams of carbs every 30 minutes, and an electrolyte supplement for longer and or warmer runs. One of my meals has been within the hour following each training session. This is usually breakfast for me because I train early in the mornings. I've also been carb loading, as previously mentioned, the day before each very long run and the day before time trials, and obviously will be doing this for race day too. My intake of carbs and fats has also increased or decreased based on that day's and the following day's training demands. Tier 4 then is supplements. My general daily health and performance supplements throughout the prep have consisted of creatine, a multivitamin, fish oils, and magnesium before bed, and caffeine before training sessions from either coffee or caffeine gum. I've also had a homemade sports drink before each running session, which contains a carb powder, essential amino acids, electrolytes, and water. More recently, I've also added a couple of extra performance supplements in beta-alanine daily and concentrated beetroot juice the day before time trials and on race day. For some, this all will seem like a bit of overkill. Others may have been expecting something more extreme. But as with all these updates, it's simply about giving you an insight into what I'm doing so that you can take what you need and leave what you don't. In terms of last week's training, we've just ticked off our highest mileage week and longest run. And now we begin the tapering process, allowing the body to realize the adaptations from the few tough weeks of training and decreasing fatigue so that we're fresh and ready to rock on race day in 2.5 weeks from now. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to find out more about our program, The Everyday Athlete, and if you'd like to see testimonials from the lads we work with, you can go directly to the info page by clicking the link in the episode description.